Good afternoon, everybody. How we doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. Really good. Just didn't have the players come in today. These guys have been working really hard here, and I thought, after getting the first win, it'd be a good opportunity to just give them a little extra time. They're still coming in and lifting and doing those things, and but I thought, thought that would be a good it was a good opportunity for them to just get reloaded a little bit, going into the week we have ahead of us. Watching the tape, definitely things that we need to fix, but there are a lot of things that I really liked. I liked the way that we were running the ball. I liked a lot of things that we did defensively and made some strides here over the last couple of weeks with the third down conversions, especially defensively. And I think the special teams this week and last week really been playing good football and setting up a lot of opportunities for us and helping us play complementary football. There's a lot of guys contributing to that, and it's something that we need to continue to do. The penalties, I'm pleased with that. We've made some progress there. I think we're eighth in the league now in penalties committed, which is important. It's stressed. It's something we focus on at practice, and making some strides there as well. And that's what we need to do, is be able to win the turnover margin, be able to play smart football and not commit a lot of penalties that are really unforced errors, and then improve the things that we need to improve. And there's a lot of stuff we need to improve, but I like the way that we're playing, and I think we're making strides and understanding how we have to play each week in order to win. So with that, we'll open up to questions.
What was the official number of drops?
League-wide? who's that called?
Nobody idea.
That's Tony. checking in. Ask him that drop question. I'm not sure what the official number was league-wide. We had, it just depends on who you talk to. Dayball. Or George, or whoever it is, but it was way too high.
Was it wind? Did you accept wind as a reason for those drops?
I think wind played a part in it. I think some of the throws could have been better. I think some of them just a function of not looking the ball into the tuck, trying to run. I think that was a couple times where guys were more worried about what was going to happen after the catch instead of securing the catch, because there were some throws that were right on target we had great opportunities for, and we didn't bring it in. We looked back before we put it in, and it's just not going to work. But we're going to wear out that jugs machine. They're going to get a billion balls there. They're going to get a lot of balls from DA. We're going to conscientiously continue to improve there and methodically do it, because we can't leave those opportunities on the field.
Do you think you're a little more on it because of the wind?
He's got a pretty strong arm, and I don't know if it was more or less. There are some touch balls that we should have looked in.
Given all the drops, how do you weigh DA's day? I mean, he finishes with just two completions, but if you count in eight or nine drops, how did he look to you?
Well, I thought the throw that we had to the tight end there, beautiful throw. Should have been able to bring that one in. Thought there were other throws that were right on target. We need to continue to work on getting the ball up so we don't get the batted balls. O-line, we can continue to work on understanding when it's going to be a lower throw, to try to get the defensive lineman's hands down. That's something that we can improve from that perspective. I thought their protection overall was good. Was it one sack yesterday? One sack, and that was when he was going out there in that late drive and kind of ran out of bounds. That's a team that was, I think, fifth in the league in sacks or whatever it was. So, I think there's a lot of stuff we can improve.
How much Robert Royals problems, and to attribute to that one finger of his is really messed up.
Yeah, it's not pretty at all. He's Robert cares deeply about what he's doing. He never wants to let his teammates down. He never wants to be in that position. I mean, he deeply cares about everything that we do. And I know that he's probably going through a process of working on what he has to work on. And we'll do that with him. The finger, I don't think, helps him. But he wants to be out there. He wants to play. He wants to contribute. And when those opportunities come up, he wants to convert. And he'll work on doing everything he can to make sure that he does the next time he has a chance to.
That is an excuse. I was asking you.
No, Robert would never do that. That's not how he is. To him, he feels like he should catch every ball, and he's very hard on himself from that perspective in a good way. He wants to do things the right way all the time, and he wants to always be a part of the solution.
Can you put guys' hands that much that, you know, traditionally isn't as much of a receiving tight end? I mean, can you get a huge...
Well, I've seen him catch a lot of difficult balls. I've seen him adjust well to balls. I've seen it. I've seen it both as his coach and as an opponent playing against him where he's caught balls. He does have the finger, and you know, we'll keep working on it, and he's going to keep working on it.
Quarterback change to a guy who went 2 for 17 for 23 yards. Is that still being evaluated on a half-by-half basis or game-by-game basis, or is that etched in stone, assuming injuries don't happen?
No, DA will continue to start.
Eric, back-to-back 100-yard performances for your running backs, and not so coincidentally, I wouldn't think, Alex Mack is playing, really seems to be emerging, and he played particularly well yesterday. Talk a little bit about the correlation between what you guys are doing on the ground right now and Alex Mack's development.
Yeah, over the last few weeks, I think Alex has really made a lot of strides. There's multiple plays on tape where he's getting good drive at the point of attack, whether it's him alone or whether it's him as part of a double team. He does a nice job down the field. Sometimes it's pulling when some of those outside runs, and sometimes if he's on the backside of that and he's not going to be a puller, the way that he's able to cut off linebackers, he plays with a high motor. He's got pretty good. He's pretty good at lining the target up and finishing the block. And it's nice to see his progress each week. And I think it is a function of, as he's played more, not just things have slowed down, but he's slowed down a little bit. There were times early where right idea, right place, just a little too quick getting there, a little too quick to want to execute the assignment. And I think he's got a better sense now of where, not just where he has to fit, but how he has to fit and at what tempo the fit needs to be at.
Have you ever seen anything like the situation at the end of the third quarter where their team leaves the field and your punting group's out there? And what would you tell them to do next time?
Snap it and go. And I think that it was so different than anything anybody had anticipated. It's almost the assumption that the official had stopped things, or that. But that was one of those where, if you get that, go block up the one guy, or it was like one or two guys, like go, go.
Were you screaming from the sideline, or were you other guys?
Yeah, I was, and I think about 50,000 other people were screaming, but hope to get another one of those, but don't know if we will.
Have you ever had one before?
Not quite like that. Nope.
Could you talk about this deal with James Davis? And the stories are that, you know, he was not in pads, and one of the linebackers was in pads, hit him during the opportunity period, and that's how he is injured.
Yeah, I can tell you, Jeff, that talked to the league about it. We'll continue talking to the league about it, and feel comfortable with where we are on it. You know, I like James Davis a lot. The last thing I'd want to do is ever put him in a position, or anybody in a position, where they could get hurt and I've talked to a lot of people involved in it, and like I said, going to keep working with the league on it, feel comfortable with where we're at.
Is that true, that one, the linebacker had pads and he did not?
And like I said, we're talking to the league about it, and we'll keep going through it. But you know, in terms of the research I've done, I feel really comfortable with where we're at.
Have surgery this week. Is that accurate?
Well, being on IR, we're going to have surgery at some point, and you set those up at different intervals, so it depends on where the doctors are on that. In terms of the actual day, I'll get that from Joe and from Dr. Fiegler.
A Browns spokesman, you know, was quoted in the story, in Adam Schefter's story, as saying that the story was not true, meaning that it's not true that James didn't have pads on and a linebacker with pads hit him. Is that true?
Yeah, like I said, I feel really good about where we're at and, you know, continuing to talk to the league on it, but talking to the different people involved, I feel comfortable with where we are.
If something like that did happen, I mean, wouldn't it be an absolute mistake on the part of the parties involved, not something that you as a team would ever allow to happen?
Yes. You'd never do that. And something like that did happen, that it shouldn't ever happen.
I presume you're not out on the field during those opportunity periods?
But we got multiple ones going on at the same time. Sometimes I stay out there, sometimes I don't, depending on what I have to do post-practice. Usually the O-line works the D-line, receivers work the DBs, running backs work with the linebackers. Sometimes it's just special teams, where all the special teams guys will just be with Brad. It could be punt return. Sometimes it's kickoff return. You may just be using the front guys. So it's all different areas where we're trying to help guys get better at skill sets, give them some concentrated attention, because those practice squad guys don't really get a lot of chances to do this stuff with the things that we're doing. It's the same thing with some of the younger guys. They may get chances, they may not get chances, but you want to keep developing them so that they don't lose the season. They don't lose each one of those days. And we'll meet with them, too. And been part of this everywhere we've been. David Givens was a guy that went through it. You know, Tom, his first year, was always part of opportunity. Tom Brady, that's why I used to win dollars from Brad Seeley. When he'd have the receivers, I'd have the DBs. And right on down the line, Wallace Wright, Mike DeVito. Usually the rookies stay out, the young guys stay out, and then oftentimes other guys will stay out if they want to. Brian Thomas used to stay out quite a bit for that, to get some extra work on things that he wanted to work on. So it's not limited to those guys. Other people are welcome to. But it's nice because it gives them really focused attention on the things that we're doing with the coaches, separate from the normal game plan. And it's designed to help them have the best chance to bump up.
Since these guys are trying to, the linebackers aren't trying to impress you or any other coaches, how do you keep them from, you know, playing kill the guy with the ball?
It's always a controlled environment. There's coaches there for that reason. It's a teaching period. It's a skill period. That's really what it is.
Eric, this is a week that Browns fans obviously circle on the calendar. Do coaches think of it that way? Are you so wrapped up in, you know, the week to week, day to day stuff that you don't?
Well, it's getting through or going through the week. Last week, everything was Buffalo all the time, and you clean up the tape here and this morning, figure out, summarize the game, look at the things that we need to improve, and then everybody's transitioning to Pittsburgh now, and I think everybody appreciates the rivalry with the Steelers, the history with the Steelers, the intensity of emotion, the feeling. And it's exciting. It's always exciting to be able to play conference games and then be able to play conference games against a team they have such a strong history with and such a strong passion between the two cities.
Since you
You say you feel comfortable with the league. Why do you think such a scurrilous rumor would have been started then? Do you think somebody has an axe to grind or something like that?
Now, there's always different information that's out there, and you go through the process, and I have no idea.
You know, a win is a win, but, you know, it's been described as an ugly win yesterday. And where did you see progress on the field? And do you think it counts as, I mean, week four seemed like a big step in, for you guys, you know, the close loss to Cincinnati. Was this another step in that direction?
Yeah, as I said last Monday, disappointed in the outcome, but wasn't disappointed with anybody that was in the room. And I liked the way that we fought through five quarters against a very good football team and came up short with 7 seconds left. Now to come into this game and to play the game the way it was and have it come down to the last minute of the game again, last minute of regulation as opposed to overtime, again, we were able to finish and we were able to get the win. And I don't think there's no style points for winning or for losing. That's always the end goal, and we're going to always try to do it in whatever way we can. And yesterday was running the ball a lot and being able to play good defense and complementary special teams. There's a lot of field position. The wind played a factor. So the end goal is to win, and however that comes, it's a good thing, and it's a positive thing.
Did you say that the team played well in all areas aside from the pass offense? Because, I mean, pass defense, run defense, run offense, special teams.
I thought there was a lot of good things yesterday. Want to be able to throw the ball more effectively. I mean, that's obvious, but the penalties were down. And three for the game. We were able to protect the quarterback well, able to run the football well. I thought we played good defense. There are some moments here and there where we could have played better, able to turn the ball over. I don't know how many times we had it inside the five after we punted, held one of the best punt returners in the league to very limited yards. Did some nice things in the return game, maybe not as dynamic as the week before, but still was able to generate yardage there. But there were a lot of places where there were good things. Had some new players working in. So.
Quick, did you think the field goal was good? Rob Ryan told us he did not think the field goal against Cincinnati was good, and are you satisfied with the league's explanation? That's my first half of the question.
It was good. They put their hands up, and it was good, and that's not going to change. And you know, would I have liked them not to put their hands up? Yeah, that would have been much better. But whatever happens, you just have to deal with it and move on.
Will Rob Royal have finger surgery after the season? And you can't really do it now, probably, because he wouldn't be able to play. Is that accurate?
Oh, we'll evaluate it all after the season.
You know, you got Floyd back yesterday. He was active. But then Hank, you stayed with Hank. Do you think Hank can be a long-term solution there? I mean, Rex is getting back in the mix. How do you see right guard shaking out?
Well, I like the idea of having them all available. And there'll be some times, too, where we may play with another offensive lineman in there, and done that before. Other teams have done it against us, where you make that guy eligible, put him in. The ability to have guys that can play multiple spots, I think, is great, and look forward to them all being healthy and ready to go, and just seeing how it shakes out week in and week out. We could adjust because they do all have that flexibility.
Hank, he hasn't played a whole lot of right guard in his day.
Yeah, and what I like about Hank, too, is he could play right guard, he could play center, he could play left guard, does a nice job communicating with the group. He, I think he does a good job with Alex, you know, helping him along. I'm sure that's comforting to Alex, and not that the other guys aren't good communicators, but at playing that position, Hank can give some insight. Now, Rex has played there as well, so I'm sure he could help as well.
Mike Adams, can you talk about the game that he had?
Yeah, you know, Mike went through the week and weren't really sure exactly how it was going to go, but got a chance to play, and I thought he played well. I thought a couple of the plays he made on teams were outstanding. He's getting more and more comfortable playing inside. He's played against Cincinnati some outside. He's played safety. That flexibility helps us a lot, and he's made some really important plays in each of the games.
Did you give up game balls, Eric?
Yeah. Yep.
Can you tell us then who got them?
Well, I'll let you guys know Wednesday after we tell the players, just to tell them first.
What do you do with the game ball you got?
It was great. It was great because the players awarded that, and it'll be a nice thing for a long time. But that'll go either in the house or in the office. Got to keep the boys away from it because they played with some game balls in the past. Where you get home and you're like, "What are you doing? It's from the Super Bowl," you know. But to them, it's just another toy. Like, no, leave that on the shelf.
Do you just give out maybe one per unit, or do you sometimes give out, you know, 53 of them? Or?
Yeah, we've done it for the entire team. We've done it for units. We've done it for two guys on one side of the ball, all different combinations just based on what we think, you know, after we meet as a coaching staff and think it through.
I don't know if you had a chance to see McDaniels running around like a crazy man after the game, but I just wondered if you'd be in touch somehow maybe.
Well, I'm sure it felt great, and for him, and I'm excited for him. Before we played him, said I liked the things that he had done in the off season, and he took a lot of heat for it. But I think it's paid off, and he's a good coach. He's a smart guy, and I think he'll be successful for a long time. So I didn't see any of the game. I actually didn't even see the highlights, but I did hear that his enthusiasm was apparent.
Are you happy with what you see when you put a Taba at nose and move Sean Rogers to the outside? I mean, is that something that you can see yourself doing maybe a little bit more often?
Well, they've actually, that combination's been in there almost every game where Sean's worked some outside and Rube's worked inside. I think Ruben's, he's played well when he's been in there, and it's getting better too. He's getting a better understanding of how to play the blocks and where they're going to come from. Some teams are quicker speed teams. How he has to play those types of blocks, because it's very different for a big man playing that speed stuff than it is the direct stuff. And he's been consistent when we've called on him.
Well, at least on the unofficial Buff Bills sheet, led the team in tackles when didn't even think you might be playing. I just wonder what you thought of.
Yeah, he had a good game as well. He with him, that was another guy, wasn't quite sure how it was going to go, and then was cleared towards the end of the week. Talking to him, working with the trainers, going through that whole process, that he played. I thought he played outstanding. And there were some plays, too, that he made in space that were excellent. Fast flow plays, you know, play on the sideline on the third down that kept him down there, or kept him, forced him to punt. Some things where he came back when the back cut back, beat the lineman that was allocated to him, made the play. So he's, I thought he was outstanding.